AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to What is Covenant, Specialized Pastoral Care Services, Christian Counseling Ministry with Dr. Michael David Clay. There is no way anyone can save themselves. That is a declaration, a proclamation, not just from me, but from the Word of God. And how do I know that? Because I've tried it. I've done it. The old saying, been there, done that. It doesn't work. I would never encourage anyone to try to do it out of self-will either, because I know that surely they will fail just as surely as I have failed. It's inevitable. Why? Even should it be based on the Word of God? Even should it be based not only on the Word of God, but might I also add the anointed Word of God, that which was Holy Spirit or is Holy Spirit inspired, was for the sake of the writing, through those who penned it, that have now come to be included, those words, those authors, in what we consider to be the Holy Bible, Scripture, Old and New Testament. But even so, then, now, as we read the Scripture, it is of the same Holy Spirit anointing. It does speak to the heart, and it speaks to what part of the heart, portion of the heart, I would like to believe the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, where in that there still is residual remnant, whether it would be unto those saved, which then might make more, at least in human terms, common sense. But at the same time, even the lost, there is a remnant, a place within them where residually the Holy Spirit continues to speak to them. So even as the Word is read, even as then in reading the Word is taught, even as then not only taught, but preached, and then resoundingly so, there is no way anyone can save themselves. All of us have to come to a point and place where we realize, even with the best of instructions, even with God's Word set before us, even though the Holy Spirit would have and continues to anoint that Word with a power from on high that stirs up inside of each and every one of us, that gift, what gift? The Holy Spirit that brings life to us, and in that, that is the source of all conviction that would not only lead us back to Christ, but preserve, continue to provide the way in Jesus Christ, that we might then, in righteousness, for righteousness, please God. There is no way you're going to do that out of yourself. Why? Because the evil therein has nothing to do with, in any way, shape, or form, taking in the Word, or in taking in the Word, somehow figuring out a way of yourself to apply it, such then that you might accomplish that which is only reserved for Jesus the Christ. Yes, the Holy Spirit is there. Yes, you can read the Word. Yes, you can try to apply the Word. Yes, you can see the wisdom to some extent in the Word. But the true wisdom is that unless you come to Jesus Christ, you are not going to be able to save your soul, save yourself, even as you might then try, as much you might find some will within yourself to do that which you know by Word, Old and New Testament, the Holy Scripture, Bible, Word, living Word. Through the Word, you would know that it would be pleasing unto God. You're not going to please God except that you would come to Jesus, because the problem is you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And should one be a benefactor of the word, which there's nothing wrong with that, even if you should have yet to claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior, go to church. Hang out with Christians. It's going to be a much better life ride than if you hung out with not only sinners, but those bound to hell. And even should we put that on a continuum between Jesus, the Christ, and the devil, Satan, Lucifer, the Antichrist, you want to stay more toward those that know Jesus. Be with them. Be in their company. Not just so that it would rub off on you or that you might learn their ways and just apply them, but that you might learn in that wisdom their ways are not saving them any more than it saved anyone in the Old Testament, who for the Old Testament word was more than educated, knew quite well the knowledge of good and evil. God made sure of that. But in putting on the word in that fashion through knowledge, you're still going to miss the point, because it's not to the saving of yourself so much as it would be to the saving of yourself in Jesus Christ. And to at least provide some scriptural basis to all of that, allow me to go to Luke chapter 11, verse 24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house from which I came out. Verse 25. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Let's go ahead and continue with verse 27 and 28. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the breasts which nursed thee. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Now, who said all of this? Although I do not have a red letter edition of the Bible where all of Jesus' words are printed in red, I know for a fact that this, even if it is in black and white terms, this is Jesus speaking. So that you might know, not that you wouldn't know, for that you don't have a red letter edition of the Bible, but that you would know, that we all would know. So for the sake of knowing and knowledge, we know this is Jesus speaking. But even Jesus speaking, which obviously is of anointed word, and though Luke, who by avocation was possibly one of the first to understand the principles that we commonly call today science, an empirical mind, even Luke was of Holy Spirit anointing when he penned these words, but he just was reporting herein the facts as he witnessed them, as he heard them, of what Jesus said. But therein, Jesus is the Word, and in that one with the Holy Spirit and God. And then, as with New Testament reference, living word, to bring that word to life in living word application. But to establish that no one comes unto the Father except by Him. And salvation is only through coming to Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's no way that any human could save himself. None. No way. I am, in even context of this podcast, One who might, for specialized pastoral care services, Christian counseling ministry, be inclined to, hopefully, even as Luke, be empirical. I understand that salvation, though, does not come from counsel. It comes from anointed word of God, but more than that, it would only be received by those who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, lest they would try to do it out of themselves, which in that way is self-help. Which in that way, though you might be coming to someone such as myself for some avenue, some path or way through human intellect of knowing then, learning then, applying then the Word of God, even as much I would attempt to do that in the best of spirits, not necessarily Holy Spirit, I want to. But it doesn't have to be that. There's a lot of counsel out there that is, in common sense, common human sort of dimension, good advice. They don't even have to come from a Christian. And there's a lot of counselors out there who would claim themselves to be Christian counselors who are doing that just simply out of knowledge. And how do we know that? Because they are not then in any sort of tangible way able to testify unto the risen Christ. Not because they don't profess it. Not because they might not even declare what I did at the onset of the podcast today. But unless you receive then that witness and testimony of the Holy Spirit as with the anointing, as not only then in what they're teaching you, hopefully it's out of the Bible. A lot of that isn't out of the Bible. A lot of that is out of some person's best interpretation or understanding, even their own, of what the Bible really is meaning, their translation, which is no better than the word according to Dave Clay, or the word according to insert the name of the person, the counselor you're seeking Christian counseling from. It's the gospel according to them. But we don't want that. You do not want the gospel according to David Clay. You want the gospel according to Jesus Christ. But it might come through me, but it is not of me. So what does this have to do with unclean spirits gone out of a man? I can, in some way, through just the use of the Word of God, help an individual to have the unclean spirit removed because of God's mercy, because of God's grace, because of, again, a common application. I called it common sense a couple of times, I believe, so far on the podcast, maybe once, but I think it's twice now. It is of common dimension. But it is not anointed sufficient. It may get you out of a jam. It may help you to rebuke the adversary for the moment and the season that you're in. It may help you by declaring the word of God in that manner to speak to the adversary. It may, in Old Testament context, be something that is sustainable for a period of time, and in that, righteousness established. But it's not sustainable in Holy Spirit terms and dimensions, because if it's not of then Jesus the Christ, by submission of yourself, not unto yourself, but unto Christ, so that what comes out of you is not you any longer. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is Jesus Christ resurrected within you. You're going to go back. You're going to go back, though having the house, even as the passage puts it, verse 25, again Luke chapter 11. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. And once more, who cometh? It is the unclean spirit. Why? Because he's gone out, or I should say this, cast out. Even as you might then, in your own determination, say, I don't want that. It's sort of, may I make it analogous in some sort of a counseling context, it's sort of like that person who says they're never going to drink again. It's sort of like that person who says they're never going to use drugs again. It's sort of like that person who says they're never going to lie again, lest you think it only be about addictions in some substance relevant way. It's like that person who says they're never going to lie again, but ends up doing such the same. The person who's been divorced and says, I'll never do that again, and then ends up getting married and divorced a second time. It's like that person who says they'll never do whatever it is they have come to realize for the jam that it has created, the problems that it's created, brought them to an awareness that that is not going to work. And foreknowledge of good and evil, they should have known better had they read it, but they didn't. What? The Old and New Testament, the Word of God. But it still can't save them because constitutionally they're still doing that out of their own knowledge of good and evil, their own will to stop. And they, even as a dog, Jesus would say, returns to a vomit, its vomit, a pig to the mire, they will go back to that place, not necessarily so much so with that in mind, but for unclean spirits that they have found the Word of God useful to casting out, they have yet to truly pull down the stronghold, the foundation of the stronghold that that represents. They have not given themselves, their will, their soul over to Jesus Christ. So it's no longer them, but Christ that liveth in them. That is a huge difference. And not just for a season, lest they fall into apostasy and therein making it even more difficult to return, which might be applicable here. I don't know that anybody that does that seven times, but I don't know that the seven times, as once again in this passage of Scripture, verse 26, then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. I suppose it doesn't necessarily mean seven times in the sense of returning back to necessarily whatever that addiction, whatever that evidence of that evil spirit, manifestation of that evil spirit was. But it is that going back to the evil spirit, which is the ways of mammon. Human iniquity is to try to do it of yourself. Human iniquity includes not listening to the Word of God, but more than just not listening to the Word of God, you're not going to obey God's Word except that you would have constitutionally a change. It's not of yourself, it's of Christ in you. You will have had to have died to your own will. Literally, your human has to stop so that the divine of Jesus Christ can take over. It's not such that then, in that moment, that you would die, at least not immaterial, bodily presentation, but you will die, learn to die, which is submit to the Holy Spirit, which is then to not be you resurrected ever again, lest you do this 7 times 70, which is the forgiveness passage. But I'm going to say it that way. Jesus spoke of that too. How many times should I forgive? 70 times 7, Jesus says. Not just 7 times, 70 times 7. You have to realize the death of your humanity is really the birth, the rebirth of Christ within you, the resurrection of Christ within you, coming out of you unto that end. What end? A ministering then in Holy Spirit the Word of God to the end of that. Not only addictions, not only manifestation of addictions, and all things that are of human nature that we return to are really in that way addictive. we use them as evidence of poor substitute for Christ Jesus, but our own evidence of our attempt to save ourselves. It won't work. The counsel that you receive has to be turned to Jesus Christ, has to be turned to salvation, must be therein to the end of you. And if it's not, it's Antichrist. It's in that continuous sort of way I mentioned earlier. It's going in the wrong direction. It's toward then those that have blasphemed the Holy Spirit to the point of hardening their heart. And in that, they are not receptive. Why? Because it's about saving themselves. But in that, what you give up to Jesus, God promises He will redeem in the Holy Spirit. And for Jesus Christ resurrected in you, you will be saved. But it won't be you any longer. It'll be Jesus at that point. And for that then, I believe, verse 27, is why Jesus said, or the scripture Luke captures it, and then Jesus says, "And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast which nursed thee. But he said, this would be Jesus, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." But you don't hear the word of God in that way. It's not of any lineage. It's not of any human construct. It's not even of any human conceptualization as within that moment of conception when your mother and your father got together to then provide in material fashion that vehicle through which the Holy Spirit would manifest Himself as you. But it is through the Holy Spirit that has, from that moment of conception, even before your mother and father provided a bodily vehicle, a means to your light, being light in this world, coming to birth in this world, the Holy Spirit, that's the Word of God. It's the anointing that is upon the Word, but it is the Word of God as would then be spoken spiritually, not out of knowledge, not of knowledge of good and evil, not out of any advice or counsel, but out of the voice, from the voice of God, out of God's voice alive within you, that would then bring Jesus forth. Jesus Christ resurrected forth from within you to that end of testifying, so that others then in that testimony might find themselves saved. Not of you, but of Christ personified by you. Jesus comes out of you through the Holy Spirit alive within you. It's not from your mom. It's not from your dad. It's not of any human bodily being. It's of your allowing that unclean spirit, which would be then in this passage, the devil, again, Satan, Lucifer, to be completely and totally removed. Not by your waging any sort of war with the devil out of your human will, but from Christ overcoming the devil by the unconditional love of God that saved you in the first place. Anytime you put up resistance, you're fighting the wrong fight. allowing the Holy Spirit to give you the power to overcome resistance. In the same way that Jesus overcame the grave is the testimony of salvation. Go ahead and turn the other cheek. If it were to be, how many times should you forgive your brother? Let it be 70 times 7 rather than 7 times. If that means then you've stopped fighting against the devil out of your flesh. Let the weapons of your warfare not be carnal, but to the mighty then a pulling down that stronghold. Because you can win that battle, but it will be no different than that battle being won in the Old Testament for a period in time, but that's not what we want. We don't even want it to be generationally through the human generations. We want it to be through the lineage of Jesus Christ, but not of human lineage, of the divine that was there in the vehicle. The means by which God brought in personage salvation through humanity, but it wasn't the humanity that saved any soul, including Jesus's. It was for his own laying down of his own life choice, of him laying down his own life, that we understand that's the only way to not only salvation personally in Jesus Christ, but to be the ambassador of Christ, to minister that unto those that are lost. The devil is the unclean spirit. But God removes the devil not by simply emptying you of the devil. God removes the devil, his choice, by filling you up with Jesus the Christ. The Holy Spirit is already there. He is loosed with your acceptance of Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Loosed in the sense of having then your permission to convert to, in that way, bring the love of God that's necessary to changing you, converting your soul. Redeeming is the word, your human soul. But it is not simply by emptying out or stopping something that is wrong. It is certainly stopping something that is wrong, so then you might accept Jesus, the help, the assistance of the Paraclete, Jesus Christ resurrected in you, to the filling of your soul, so that there is no room for anything but Jesus. And why then would we not think Jesus is going to start coming out of you? It's not you we're changing. It's Jesus Christ, as in the removal of you, so that in that you are not only converted, but you're changed, you're transformed. You are literally Christ Jesus resurrected. And in that way, not only will it be for the time that you are still in your body, but when you go on and exit all that is your human, leave the natural order, leave that which is of earthen construct, your human body, you will already be Holy Spirit redeemed and Jesus Christ resurrected. That only comes from salvation in Jesus Christ. That is soul. Not only S-O-U-L-Y, but S-O-L-E-L-Y, the work of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. But aren't we thankful that God wants us to know that now, so that we do not risk in any of this return, any of this of that unclean spirit, falling into apostasy, any of this blaspheming the Holy Spirit, any of this of the devil's work, be in that part complicit with the devil in stealing any soul from God. Rather, we'll be in that way one with Jesus Christ to the ministering of not our gospel, but His gospel. Yes, we have a testimony, but it always comes back to Jesus Christ. So, should you need anything from us, expect it to always come back to Jesus Christ. And the good news is, we will help you any way we can to that realization. But you have access to Jesus Christ now, as much as you would to come see someone such as myself. But I do believe that's why there are ministers, that's why there are teachers, that's why there are evangelists, that's why there are prophets. All of it comes together in the body of Jesus Christ, or God unto Jesus Christ, embodiment of God unto Jesus Christ. But that's still necessary because there is still a need. People can't relate to Jesus Christ in this way except through then some personal testimony. But that's why Jesus came in the first place. There's still lost souls. And we represent, even in our personage, than an opportunity to personify Christ to the world. Should you want to reach out to us, you can. You can contact us by calling, we'll start with that, 304-528-9220. You can find us at Covenants on social media. You can find us at covenantsonline.com. You can email us directly at the Word House. LLC1, not the Word House, yes, the Word House, no, not the Word House, but covenantsonline.com. But you can email us at covenants.llc1@yahoo.com. So much for messing up the order of things. Or you can come back, me, or you can come back and join us for our next edition of What is Covenant? Specialized Pastoral Care Services Christian Counseling Ministry. We drop the podcast weekly with Dr. Michael David Clay. Until we get that chance to meet again, I want to wish you the very best of God's blessings, and I want to say thanks.